B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, tease it a little bit here. Honestly, you might have heard it by now, but you haven't heard us react to it. Hearing it, to me, it sounds a lot worse than you think. Jerry Jones berating radio hosts in Dallas for asking incredibly reasonable questions.
So, Jerry, 1970, a little different from this past off season in building the team we're talking about today, which there was a lot of criticism that you guys didn't add, didn't spend, and don't add, and don't spend, and are not aggressive enough with some of the problems that are still haunting the Cowboys today that we see play out on the field. That's the point of talking about the offseason.
Oh, I remember those criticisms very well. Okay, so what?
Are they playing out be accurate?
What's your point? What's your point?
My point is, it seems like...
Let me tell you what I'll do. Let me tell you what I'll do about it. I will let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years. Okay? I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested in on a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater... You have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me, to talk about, this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you. You're not going to figure out what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are, or any 5 or 10 like you, you need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses.
All right, there's Jerry. Now, they did have the NFL.
Let me just say this.
Sure.
Your job, in any one of our jobs here, is to ask questions. You can answer the question how you want to answer it.
Right.
But our job is to ask you the questions to get the information that the fans may want to hear or what they're talking about. Now, Jerry's saying that's not your job. That's it is his job.
It's 100%.
He wasn't trying to sit up here and tell you what to do. He's asking you. You can present it however you want to present it. You know, I've been on both sides of this thing. That's why I kind of think I have a little distinct way.
Yeah.
I answered questions. When I thought the question might have been a little off base, I answered for 5-10 minutes, and I never answered the question. But I talked for 5 or 10 minutes. But I answered almost every question. Good game, bad game, I sat there and talked to the media. Later on, you find out they got a job to do. And if they come in and you're just respectful with the job, you get the benefit of the doubt in the long run. But if you do what Jerry did just now and try to take a dump all over somebody, you are now going to be taking the task every time they have a chance. And that's just where a lot of people in this profession lose. When you just basically try to dismiss people, they will get you back. You can't. I don't care how much money you got. Can't beat that damn pen. Can't beat those microphones. Because just like they always say, somebody is bigger, badder than you, somebody got a little bit more money than you, too. Somebody with some more money than Jerry may want to hear all the bad stuff about him.
I can only imagine, like,
yeah,
it's a race to the bottom when you get into it with the media. And I can only imagine how many media members in Dallas have protected Jerry over the years when the Johnny Walker Blue gets flowing, right? And maybe you and I'll only speak to myself. We know Sean, who was one of the hosts on that interview. I know Bobby, and I'm friends with Bobby, who's on that show. So it hits a little different for me that, like, I actually know the people. But even removing what may or may not be my personal bias, right, or my conception, my misconception, those questions didn't warrant that response.
Yeah.
At all.
Basically, what his answer did was tell people that he know he's screwing up.
Yeah.
That's what it did. You know, I've been taught a long time, sometimes I got to just read between the lines. He basically said, I'm not doing a good job, and I'm not letting you get it out of me. That's what he's basically said. Well, it's not your job. I'll get somebody else to ask me the question. So you're going to get somebody. If somebody
what asks questions
you,
are they
if somebody
ask
asked
you?
Those exact same questions, would you have a different answer? Or are you afraid of the question? Because now the question means if I answer it properly, I have to expose myself as being not good at my job. And that has been proven. When he took over the Cowboys and he brought in Jimmy, they were successful as hell. After Jimmy's guys were gone, that team has not been successful. So what he did early on was a product of people who did something before him, not what he did.
Dallas has drafted well, but the point, too, that I think the hosts were trying to make there is the Cowboys have really become fairly conservative in free agency and everything. Now, they did end up paying their own guys. Mm-hmm. Dak and CD got their deals done, and I think eventually Jerry will pay Micah. But I don't know. I mean, it's remarkable for him to flip out like that. He later in the afternoon, there are owners meetings going on in Atlanta right now, just standard, normal quarterly owners meetings. Good God, I can't tell you how happy I am that those are now fairly irrelevant in Washington, mm-hmm. whereas the owners meetings were all that mattered for like a 4-year period there. Jerry kind of changed his stance a bit. He was asked why he yelled and reacted the way he did by Rossini from The Athletic, and he said, I don't know I would go as far as calling the volume connotation as yelling, but the facts are that if I'm going to be grilled by the tribunal, I don't need it to be by the guys I'm paying. I can take it from fans and take it from other people. I take a lot of pride in how fair and how much I try to work with the media. We're brothers and sisters, but I was a little frustrated there today.
Is he paying Sean? Does Sean work for the? Does he own a station that Sean worked for?
No, I think they have a partnership agreement.
Okay, you have a partnership agreement, and if you're paying them, it's because they're covering your team. So you're not paying them just giving them money.
Right.
It's a trade off. Okay, but the ultimate thing is that is where things were so mixed up when I was working for this station when it was Red Zebra, mm-hmm. and it was 980 at that time. It was Red Zebra, and Dan owned Red Zebra. Most people on the station were tiptoeing. I don't get hired to tiptoe, okay? If you hire me to give my opinions, I'm going to give my damn opinions, good or bad.
Right.
And I think that's where it was. And I think that basically what he's saying is, if we have a partnership, you're supposed to always let me have my way. That's not a partnership.
Brian, you know some truths that have never come to light. At various times, you and I at NBC Sports Washington, certainly, there was a business partnership between this organization and previous ownership mm-hmm. and that organization, which no longer exists.
Yeah.
And I was an employee of that organization, and I got called to task repeatedly mm-hmm. about reporting I did that was all factual and mm-hmm. true and accurate because they're like, we'll be a good partner. And there are people that wanted me removed, and luckily that never happened, but like, in the business side of things, this kind of stuff happens,
yeah.
but never publicly like that. And those guys didn't ask anything that was over the line. Jerry was the one over the line.
He was he's frustrated.
Yeah, that's the first honest thing he said.
My team just got taken to the woodshed and got their asses beat on national TV on my 82nd birthday. And now you want to ask me these questions? Well, I got to tell you that I'm part of the reason that we lose it. That's what he was upset. I understand that, but
I think that's completely
see.
Correct.
And this is where you like sometimes. Remember, I always tell you, when coaches act a certain way with the media, but they expect the player to answer every damn question and always be there. If you are supposed to be the big person, you can never do that as a coach. You know what I'm saying? So now he's the owner. He wouldn't want McCarthy to shy away from stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, totally. So if people got to start realizing, I said many a time, in this damn league, media, fans, and everybody else expect the players to be perfect. But they allow coaches and they allow owners to be asses on a regular basis. And that got to stop because you're telling me I'm the guy on the field. I'm paid to play football. I'm not paid to walk around here and do all your stuff for you. They want the players to do every damn thing. The players are the reason that this league is great.
Think about Sirianni. If a player starts jawing with a fan, that is a huge deal. Now everybody in Philly is trying to say it was some dude that he was having a conversation with about running the ball more.
That's a bunch of crap.
Good luck with that.